This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, a U.S. Senate committee will meet with Dr. Robert Califf, President Obama's pick to head the Food and Drug Administration. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on one of the most pressing problems facing that agency, boosting competition in the market for generic medicines.
It takes a long time to bring a generic drug to market. 48 months, says the Generic Pharmaceutical Association.
That means that instead of having a generic drug approved to be on the market in a year, it's taking 4 years. And that's 3 years in which we don't have price competition for that medication.
Fiona Scott Morton is a health economist at Yale. Getting one generic onto market, she says, can cut costs by as much as a third. Getting four or five can cut costs by as much as 80%.
It's a massive savings.
Manufacturers peg the backlog of generic drugs at more than 4,000, all while pharmaceutical spending increases. The FDA says additional funding has helped double approvals this year, with more than 500 generics getting to market.
I think that that's a start. The FDA is working on it.
That's Harvard's Aaron Kesselheim. He says given the value of generics, he hopes senators push Dr. Califf on his plan to get as many of these drugs to market ASAP. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.